The European Union will never recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea, EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas said on 22 April, rejecting suggestions the peninsula's status could be negotiated in a ceasefire deal between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking to Agence France-Presse, Kallas reiterated the EU's long-standing stance that Crimea remains Ukrainian territory, and any move to legitimize Russia's 2014 annexation would undermine international law. "Crimea is Ukraine," she said. "It means a lot for the ones who are occupied that others don't recognize this as Russian." Her comments followed reports that the recognition of Crimea as Russian might be included in a U.S.-supported proposal to end the ongoing war. Kallas strongly opposed the idea, warning that conceding the peninsula to Russia would be a mistake that rewards aggression. "Then Russia clearly gets what they want," she said. Kallas also urged the United States to use its leverage more effectively. "They have tools in their hands to use, actually, to pressure Russia. They haven't used those tools," she said. "If they are now walking away without using the tools that they have actually in their hands, then my big question mark is, why?" Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 following a military occupation and disputed referendums, a move widely condemned by the international community as illegal. While Europe has had limited involvement in U.S.-led peace negotiations, recent talks in Paris on 17 April brought European representatives back into the dialogue. The U.S. reportedly presented its ceasefire proposal during the Paris meeting, with further discussions scheduled for 23 April in London. Representatives from Ukraine, the U.K., France, and the U.S. are expected to attend the London talks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has ruled out any recognition of Russian control over Crimea. "There is nothing to talk about. This violates our constitution. This is our territory, the territory of the people of Ukraine," he said on 22 April.